had men send you dick pics before? Does it turn you on?
Yeah, it does turn me on if I like the guy.
Yes, that is it.
It's a turn on. If I see a guy in the bathroom, like say he takes off his clothes. That's my brain. If I'm at work, if I'm thinking
we're
of
gonna
anything,
fuck ourselves in that place.
It's okay. Right, it's over.
I cannot go and work. And then when the vagina is presented to you, then hang your hand.
Sure, you see the orgasm you get from her, because especially when the guy knows you're coming and he now sucks it. He now starts to do.
Not Sally spraying her lips, Abby. Painting her lips. What? Do they paint lips? I don't know.
I'm like, moisturizing my lips, really.
Moisturizing your lips before the show. What's up?
Because there's something in when you moisturize your lips, you know, the vibe just flows. The rhythm comes out seamlessly. You should try it.
I'm just curious. Do you moisturize your lower lips?
I mean, I don't need to. They moisturize themselves from time to time.
Okay. Like,
and then if they hear the sound of the person they really like, they just start throbbing.
Oh. Okay.
I miss that. Yeah. I miss that. It's so hard now to find someone that you really like. It's been 80 years. 84 years old. At this point, if they drop me in the safari desert, I'll be cope.
Wow, okay.
I'm going through it, man. And then Mother Nature decided to be a bitch this week. Like, I had a couple of outings and I couldn't make it. I was in so much pain. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, usually it's not that bad. So I think because of how consistent I've been working out.
Oh, yeah, stress.
Yes, yeah. I've been stressed. So, I was actually afraid because she was 3 days late. I knew that everything was fine, but she was never late before. So I kind of discovered that it was the change in my workout routines that affected it.
Because,
girl, I tried out some workout positions and I'm like,
But don't they say that once you start working out, the pain decreases?
Okay, so I think it is if you're doing a consistent routine. It's like when you introduce your body to something new, it takes time to adjust.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So that's what happened. But right now, girl, it is flowing. Like,
I know. So what happened to me? I remember this time that I used to go to the gym like every day.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to me was I missed it for a couple of months. So I went and I did all the tests and it came out negative.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I wasn't pregnant. It wasn't anything with my hormones because I was taking all the necessary medication, but nothing changed. So the moment I said to the doctor that, I just started going to gym, I was like, why didn't you mention earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Because that could change everything. So it was my body just adjusting to... So it wasn't even like the pain was less. It was not even coming at all
for
a couple of months. And I was worried. And then when it came with a bang, like, boy,
big force.
It hurt like
hell.
Hell, it was difficult. Yeah,
that's what I'm
so
going
last,
through.
Last is bobo.
She.
Yeah, it's bobo. So something you can do when you have these pains, or if you feel what you're feeling right now, is to go to the gym to distract yourself. But there's a way to pain you. You don't.
Guy.
The last thing you want to do is go to the gym.
Yeah, but I mean, gym pain is.
I
try not to. I have this paranoia that if I use meds, something might happen to my womb.
And you'll not have babies later.
I mean, it's a wow, English. Look at English disappearing. It's a valid thank you. It's so weird how V has very limited words. And then the few words you're finding hard to find. It is a very valid point.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, there are days when I'm like, I cannot die. Dear future children, I know you're going to come. But, Mommy has to be alive. Mommy has to be alive for you to come down here. Another thing that helps is, I try to stay off sugar. So I try cold water.
Month.
Yeah, cold water, because that's what causes all the clotting. So I try to stay away from sugar and cold water for like a week before my period. Yes, and it works magic.
Are you serious?
You don't even feel the pain. Trust me. You just know, it's very, very uncomfortable because, you have to watch where you sit. You have to be careful how you lie down, how you... Because
there's so much work.
But then you don't feel as much pain as when you're taking sugar.
So, but if you take sugar while you're on your period...
Increases the flow.
It does.
Yeah, you feel it because the thing is, the reason we feel pain most times is it's struggling to come out. You know, like when I'm about to go on nasty, but it just helps. Less sugar.
So, that, you know, there's a myth that people say sometimes that if you have sex a few days before your period, it makes the pain less. Have you tried it before?
No, I haven't. It's just like I haven't, but I kind of believe that because I have a doctor friend who said to a lady who was having so much pain when it was that time of the month, she mm-hmm. said to her that, oh, is it because you don't have a child yet? That when you have a child, everything is open. Like, it just, yeah, there's that space. So, because really, at the end of the day, only ladies will understand this. You know that pain you feel when there's that extra clot that you just, yeah. Once it drops, you're just like, oh, did I just have a baby? So I'm feeling like it's the same thing that happens. So it opens up and everything, the passage is just very easy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. When you said open up, sorry, you lost me there already. Like, everything else you said after open up was just a breeze. By the way, I went on a couple of dates this week. And you know how you go on dates with mm-hmm. people and there's times where you feel like, okay, I think I want to sleep with this person. And you're like, I don't want to sleep with this person.
Oh.
And I did not feel like sleeping with any of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the conversations were nice.
Was it that you just wanted to hang? You just wanted to get
I just wanted to just have conversations. Do you get? Because I discovered that the type of person that I am is, if I like a person or if I'm starting to like you, I actually just want to know about you first. But if you rush me and we have the sex, I start to withdraw. Maybe that's why my friends call me a Yoruba demon. I start to withdraw. When I really like a guy, I just want to spend quality time, get to know you, you know, stall the sex a bit so that when it happens, you know, I enjoy it to the fullest. Yes, do you understand? Mm-hmm. I've gone on a couple of dates that we didn't plan it. The sex happened. And after that, it was hard for them to see me. Me, I just started withdrawing because it's not like the sex was bad. It just felt like I've seen everything.
All right, so let us know what your experience is about that. Now, for any platform you're listening on, there's a link below for you to fill the form, drop all of your comments. If you have questions, if you have suggestions about topics that you'd like us to treat on the show, please do let us know. We are here for you. Now, speaking of people who have reached out to us, we're so grateful for all of your feedback.
Thank you.
Love. We love it. We're excited.
We feel very seen.
Yes, we feel very
seen and heard.
Loved and very listened to. Is there anything like that?
I would go with that. Very listened to.
Okay, we have some comments here. The first comment here is by Japa Boy. I hope he's not like he's trying to japa somewhere. Like,
trying to japa in your pussy. Yeah. Lost in the vagina. Yaga.
Oh my goodness. Really?
It's the fact that for every episode, I just have some weird ad libs. Okay, yeah. I'll behave
I
now.
I love it, Sha. Very spontaneous. Okay, and the Come comment kiss by me. Japa Boy is, I had mad sex on Osborne Interchange from 3rd Mainland Bridge. That shit still a play for my head every day. Great job, guys. Love it. Okay, so I think this is about the weirdest place you've had sex.
Yes, I don't understand. As in, was the car moving or they were the one carrying the car?
Jamal, maybe you should let us know how this happened.
We would like a detailed gist about this. Please, was it Uber? Was it Kabu Kabu?
Was someone driving?
Do you understand? Like,
do you pull over?
I don't like the loopholes. You need to give us proper details, please. Jack, my boy.
Okay, and the next comment is by Mr. Man, and it goes, penis size and its impact on female pleasure based on your experiences. I think this is what you would like to hear us talk about.
Okay.
Very interesting. Okay, guys, don't forget that you can send in all of your comments, questions, suggestions, whatever, all your weird, cool stories, your experiences, send to us. Yeah, just click on the link and then you find a form where you can fill in all of your comments, suggestions, stories, questions.
You can even message us directly if you're feeling very bold enough. Don't worry. Yeah. When we're reading it out, we'll be sure to be very anonymous. So the goal of you guys filling in the forms and whatnot is we want you to feel comfortable enough to share your experiences, and that way it would help other people as well know that, hey, they're not alone and they don't get to feel a certain type of way because they've had certain experiences. So yeah, this is Queen Sally on Women Talk Sex.
And this is Ray Ray, the Rainmaker.
Busy with the Buddy is not with us this week. She's getting down and freaky, so.
She's getting busy down there.
Exactly, but she'll be here on the next episode. So it's just both of us here this week. So,
okay, so still on sex on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you met a guy like maybe for the first time and yeah. you want to smash but you don't know how to go about it? You're just like, how do I say it? What do I do? How do I let? Because guys, sometimes I know they say, oh, guys are the ones who initiate sex more
yeah.
than women. But you guys, they will drop all the clues.
Oh, mom, like, they see
that's why Nigerian women, according to what they say, because yeah. I imagine they will be like, I don't they go. You know, so I go soon they go.
Why do we do that thing?
You know, so I go soon they go. Yeah, well, you know, oh, they're not looking at the time. Oh, man, it's 5:30. Oh, I'll have to be here out of here by 7. And the guy is sitting like, oh, okay, so what can I do? Should we go make something? Should we step out? He's like, come and touch me, brother. Come on, like, so how do you go about it when
me?
You want to just have sex with someone?
So if I really like someone, oh no, there's one eh, that my eyes are set on like this. and see, like my
the first date you saw him and you knew you wanted to get down with him.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's the fact that he now dressed so nicely, he smells really good, and then his hands. Oh God, I have a thing for men's hands. When it's clean, then it's soft. Then they now have like long fingers, and then they're always touching things meticulously. I'm like, oh, hold my breast with those
touch
hands.
Me.
Just touch me with those
touch
hands.
Me, hold me.
That day and whatnot, I knew that I was going to make sure it happened. So I decided to get the date very late, so that by the time I'm leaving, it'll be too late to go home. So
wow. Okay.
I'm like, can I sleep over? And he's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, you know, it's really late. Or do you want to drop me? He's like, ah, no. I mean, you can stay. I'll okay now. So the rest they say is this train.
Nice. So just as I said earlier, I knew I wanted to be with this person.
Yeah.
I knew not be with them like maybe that let's be Mr. and Mrs. So I knew that I wanted to get down with him. So after that date happened, the thing is, after I talked to my sister was like, oh, chill now, calm down. We now went in, we had dinner, we finished. When I got into the car, I saw that he brought drinks, like babies, he had red wine, he had the wine cup, glasses, and I was like, oh, wow, like, you prepared for this thing. He was like, yeah, like, I was hoping that I'll just put the, you know how all those SUVs have, like,
yeah.
bendable seats and all, and then he was like, oh, so we could just sit behind and then just talk under the moon. And then when we're under the moon, he was trying to touch me a certain way. I was like, give me my body's dreaming. This place might end up being bad. So let's not come and ruin the thing. So he respected it. As I was moving away, he was like, okay, you know what? And that was it. He didn't even try to hug me anymore.
Oh, wow.
He tried to adjust my hair.
Oh, wow.
We went into the car. We sat down. We're looking at each other. I was looking at the time. I was like, I'm not even doing the knuckle. Like, is he not even going to lean in for a kiss
or something? Away.
He didn't do anything. The next thing I just saw him, he laid, he just rested his back on the chair. He was now like dozing off. I was like, okay, it's almost time to go. He wasn't like, so do you want me to drop you, or do you want me to take you home, or do you want me to drive? But I was like, no, don't stress yourself. Because I thought he was going to say
something,
no,
yeah.
I insist, I'll drop you. He was like, okay, no problem. So where's your place again?
Wow.
I was like, wow, you know, did the thing. I was like, when I was not leaving, I'm not like, oh, like, Bailey's my favorite drink. He said, you can have it.
Oh, my God. Like, look at all the hints you were giving.
I was just like, okay, like, at least you even kissed me, at least, or hug me. When I was not leaving, like, when it was not time, the Uber came too fast. I was like,
everything was working against you.
I tried my best. Like, I really, at some point, I was like, okay, I'm sorry now. Yeah, let's even kiss. Like, I was this close to saying it, like, this close. I dropped all the hints. Baba no get. Like, I was not like, oh, because the first time I told him, oh, don't touch me like that.
Yeah, he was trying to respect boundaries and consent.
So I
which is a very, very good thing.
Very good thing, yes. So after that happened, it was time, he walked me to the car. Before I got into the car, he opened the side, the door. The Uber guy was like,
You don't see us, man.
I see a guy like you and all of that. And I sat in. He not tried to. It wasn't like, he wanted to hug, but because I was doing girly, I entered. When, you know, as I was driving off and he was waiting for me to drive off, I was pained. I was like, wow, like, why did you let such a gentleman go? I was not thinking that, okay, so when he gets home, I will not be looking at, oh, like, maybe this girl does not want me. He will not go and start. Oh, my prayer. I was like, God,
can you imagine when you could have actually just said, can I kiss you, or could you please kiss me?
Say, just lean in and kiss the young man. After that,
you have to consent to again.
He didn't reach out to me for like 1 week.
Guy, you broke his heart, fam.
I was waiting. I was not like, see, he's going to even buzz to say, are you home?
Boom. Oh my God, he didn't.
He didn't, though.
Girl, do you know what you did to him?
I felt so bad. When it now buzzed me, like,
you're so excited.
I was excited, but I was like, oh, let me call you back. It wasn't like, oh, okay. I'm not buzzed, but I was not like, I'm ready now. Like, are we talking? I said, oh, I'm busy now. Like,
hey, God.
Bye, bye. So the next time that he was buzzing me, when I went to his house, like, I went to the house. That's what I was saying, 3 weeks after.
Yeah.
I went to the house. I wore one dress. Clearly, it was showing. I wore one mother's dress. I wore heels. I made my, it wasn't like, you don't need all this. You don't. Like, I like you. Like, the first time I saw you, the dress you're wearing, I really liked it. I was like, you don't need to be doing it. I was like, are you wearing a bra? I was like, no. I was like, I did all the hints. And so when it was time to get down, girl, ha!
It's the way you're smiling for me. Hey. It's the flashbacks.
After that time, you know me, I'm very big on talking to God, the universe. I said, this one, I want it. I want it again. It was good. It's because when he wanted to now hold me,
mm-hmm.
touch, he looked at me like, can I? I was like, your body will be, I think my body will be, then I could speak with. I said, yes, please, go on, take us. We're ready. We've been waiting for this. Like, it was so beautiful. Yeah, I dropped it. Maybe first dates. I don't think that's the first date, because the first dates did not count, because I ruined it. But that first date after the
first date. But you see, babes, I need you guys to do me a favor. You are allowed to say you want sex.
Yeah.
You are allowed to ask to be kissed. Do not keep waiting for the man to make the move every time, because sometimes they know Sabi move well.
Yes, and sometimes I don't hear things like, I didn't really want
to. Yeah, and we're in a time and age where consent is very key. So if you do not want it, please say so. And if you want it, say so.
Don't
see, consent does not even apply to women only. You actually to even kiss a guy, you have to ask him, can I kiss you?
Yeah.
Do you understand? Let's forget the fact that men are moved by whatever they see and whatnot. But we also have to respect the fact that men have feelings. They deserve to be respected and they deserve consent as well. So before you want to kiss a guy with how your vagina is throbbing, people ask. You know, ask him, can I sit on your dick? Can I ride your face? Because men are very vocal. When they want to finish your life, they will tell you. You see all that joke, I'll get you pregnant. It's not joke. Yeah, just give them opportunity. Twins. You just see instant fertilization.
I'm telling you, that's why you're...
And Yoruba men are too fertile. I don't like it.
Oh, really?
They're a bit too fertile, yes. If they threaten your pregnancy, you should actually run. Because it's true. Benga, can you?
But sure, you see this thing about being vocal, and because I mentioned something earlier that don't go and say no when what you
mean is yes.
Mm-hmm. I've been with someone there
mm-hmm.
who said no. He was like, is it that it's only when you want to have sex? You think it's just so easy for me to just get it up? I was like, really? Are you not a man? Wasn't like, no, that I don't want it right now. He said, for the first time, I'm going to tell you that I don't
Oh, wow.
It's my partner. I was like, really, you don't want it? I was like, okay, leave me to do the thing. Wasn't like, I promise you, even if you do this from now to tomorrow, guess what?
Yeah,
2 minutes later. 2 minutes. I think we even done 2 minutes later, sir, because I got on it. Before I even got on it and she's fine or anything, it don't start. I just said, oh, baby, now to get me out. I was like I didn't laugh about it.
You used your feminine touch.
I was like, really? Because I told him, he was really serious about it. Like, you think I just come and get it up. I was like, really? Like, okay, let me try. He was like, no, there's nothing you do today. And I just got it. Like, he just used his hand. He just opened it.
He surrendered.
This thing. Like, damn. Like, that was good. Like, so sometimes it might be that they say no. So my point is, don't give up so easily.
Ah.
If they say no, don't.
That's if
yourself.
They are doing shakara. Yes. Only if they are doing shakara.
Like, are you sure? As they are doing, are you sure? Be going down to the nipple. You'll not be like, okay, wait. But if you still say no, they say wait. You just not say all you need to do. Maybe just twerk on it more. It will get it up.
You know, the penis has a mind of its own, Sha.
You know,
the penis does not know how to say no. Sadly, sadly,
don't know how to say no.
Sadly, but you see. Some of the best sex that you have is the ones that you don't even plan.
Yes.
Like, you didn't plan it.
Yes.
That's why like I say, every time I meet a guy and he's giving off the vibe that he just wants to quickly sleep with me, I don't like them, and I would never actually date them. And I know this sounds like a Yoruba demon thing, but it is what I've actually been working with. Like, the moment you don't, I feel like I'm the man in my relationship. Did you get? I'm, because I have all the content, all the spontaneity. And then imagine a man moving to me. You see how hot I am. Like, have you seen my breasts? Have you seen my bum bum? Have you seen my, do you know the kind of personality I have? But moving on. Like, how can I come in that kind of package and every day ask him, have I eaten? That what happened? Me, that even before you ask me, I've ordered child deck, I've eaten or I've cooked. So what are you doing? You're like, you're not, exactly, you're not exciting, you're not interesting enough. And then you think it's by just telling me, hey, how are you? Oh, I think you're attractive, that will get me to off pint. My dear, it's only if I'm horny that I will come and meet you.
So now the thing is, I think with as you get older, I was about to say as you age, as you get older, yeah, it goes beyond sex.
Yeah.
You want someone that,
what, there's like a mental connection
to you, and I'm like, damn.
See, even if I'm not listening to you, if we're in a room together and then we're able to vibe,
yeah,
I hate God, I'm sounding like a proper Yoruba man now with all these words and slangs I'm using. Not vibe, but I mean, if there are lots of common interests, if we can stay in the same space, there's the sexual tension, mm-hmm. and we still don't act on it, and we have a good time, mm-hmm. like. We should be able to hang out and it doesn't lead to sex. Mm-hmm. Let's actually have a proper good time. Let's be able to do things together.
Let me explain something to you. Do you know that for every guy that sees you, they want to have sex with you?
Yeah, my sex appeal.
The thing now is, guys know that ladies don't like to be asked or told things like this on the first date.
Yeah.
It's there at the back of their mind. They now give you what you want.
They now because stall it. Someone,
and the thing is, when you now see in your head, you're not like, ah, this guy is different. He has not asked for sex. He's a lie.
He's just stalling till eventually it happens.
Because that's why I say, see, be sure that you're having sex with this person because you like them enough. I'm not saying that you don't have days where you're ovulating and your vagina just wants to be fucked, like regardless of the person that is doing the fucking. But then again, relax. Because guys know these things. They know
they don't
want to hear, oh, come, let me fuck you. So they would go through all the things, you, oh, have you eaten?
They'll be nice. They won't even touch you.
Trust me about you. It's exactly. It's a lie, yo.
Scope. Scopa to mana.
Scopa to muna.
Ojewa and kenk.
They want to be there. But they know that you don't want to hear just yep. there. So they will go through all the opposites of them, but by the end of the day, it will take you there. If you think I'm lying, look at Benga's eyes.
Woo!
I'm saying the truth. Guys, woo! No.
And see, and those niggas, those are the ones that, when they finally fuck you,
mm-hmm.
they will fuck you for keeping sense. Them waiting. One,
yes.
They will fuck you for making them seem intelligent.
Yes.
They will fuck you for spending money. They will fuck you for all the doors that they've opened for you.
Well, at the end of the day, babe, when a guy likes you, he likes you.
See, standard.
When a man wants you, he wants you.
No, that's a given. And yeah. when a woman wants you,
there's nothing
that will stop a woman from getting. See.
Her. Nothing.
That's why
not
when
your girlfriend or your wife.
That's why I always laugh when I hear things like when guys say things like I don't fuck him, and I'm just like, do you know what I did to make you think so?
Exactly, because I fucked
you. If a woman wants to sleep with you, see, if he wants to sleep with you, don't worry, you put in cadenas that have game. You've not met a determined woman.
That's the thing. So most times, most women just want you to chase. They just love to chase.
Yeah, they like to chase too.
I want to knock this guy, but I want him to work for it.
Yeah.
Do you not think, I mean, I trip the babe, or I give him vibes. The girl is you be like, should they come in? I lie, yo.
That's so.
It's a lie. It's ovulation.
It's ovulation. I say it's ovulation. It's facts.
Girls that will still fall, like, will just fall yakata for signs. Like, they will see red. The red flags, they will say it's green.
They just want to
like,
fuck.
They just, yeah, but there are some girls like that. But most times, the ladies, they're just like, waiting there outside. Waiting there, soft.
And they don't know that. And they don't know that for we women, we have, like, our sexual peaks.
Yeah.
Just like how men have sexual peaks.
Yes.
Now, so as a woman, when you've got into your sexual peak, you now don't just want to have sex with any random person.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that the sex actually counts. But I heard is when you're approaching 30 or is it when you're 30?
When you're in your 30s, yeah, which now that you've mentioned this, so mm-hmm. this is like a weird, like, it's a fact. Let's make it our fact of the day.
I'm wondering who brought about the fact.
Research suggests that women reach their sexual peak in their 30s, whereas men peak in their late teens.
So wonder all these Gen Z and tech bros,
like,
they always want older women. They've seen that hack. That's why I've heard stories of young guys that once they taste older women, there's no going back.
Because older women are more experienced.
Yeah, and they're teaching you positions.
That it's still just trying to younger
Daisy.
At the time of the month. I'm talking about somebody that has seen it all. She has been there, she has done that, and then she passed through different
and then she now likes to write.
Yeah. And she just be like, this way, come here, let me teach you something. Come here, let me show you.
And I think and the thing is, older women actually like when they can dominate a man in the bedroom. Like
there's older women or women generally.
So there's a thing that comes with you dealing with someone that doesn't have as much experience as you do. You now want to convert them to yours. You know, you're pinning them down. You're telling, like, you know, convert. Do you understand? They feel like a project you take on seriously, you know? You're telling them, come over, you know? Those kind of things where...
Have you eaten?
Which ones have you eaten? You don't ask. What would you like to eat? You now let them know that you have options. Then when they come over and then they want to get... You now be like, no, sit down. You're not handing them like you're handling your boy toy. Sit and then spread your legs. Then you are giving them one kind of head. Ben guys already imagine it. You're giving them one kind of head and then you now pin their hands down and then they're like, ah, madam, don't call me madam. Yeah. Call me Shade. Hey!
Call me Sally.
And wait, why are you using my name? Are you Shade?
Shade and Sally.
Okay, let's use
Now, let me teach you how to make it rain. Go down there. It's me house, baby.
You now tell them, go down, spread my legs. And for every time you are instructed them, you tell them to say, yes, ma'am. Ooh. And then by the time you now ride them and they are shouting, yes, ma, why did I tell you to come in? Oh, I'm sorry. When they are begging you, I won't do it again, ma.
Really? I've never been more experienced than anybody that I've been with.
I've told you, Riri, you are our leader. So you're telling me you've not come across any guy that has done something new that wowed you?
I have.
Besides, your experience is like accumulation of all the experiences from your...
I have, but to be like the leader in the bedroom, like take charge. It's okay. I'm not fighting your position with you.
Alpha male.
I'm like the very traditional woman. I'm like, oh, you're the man. Everywhere, you're the man. Take charge. Even when I have money, you take charge. Even when it's time to get fucked, you get. The only time that I would like to take charge is when I'm on top of you, because that is something that gets me all the time. Like, let me grind. Let me take my time.
Yeah, that's your territory.
Let me say all the nyama nyama that I want to say. Just be there. Just make your dick available. Let me just ride on it. That's when I like to be the rider.
I like to be in charge all through. If I like you, I'll be in charge. If I don't like you, I just want you to get it done and over with.
And that's where the problem is. So
I might not like you, but my vagina just needs attendance. She just needs to be attended to. So I'm like, you know what? We've already done it before. I'll just recycle the person and I'll be like, let's just get it over with. But when I like this person, you see me putting in proper effort. I do the whole lingerie thing. Even before we meet, you know, I'm already whetting your appetite. I'm going to take my time to kiss you, suck your nipples, you know, give you a nasty, sloppy head down to the balls. And then I'm telling you, I'm instructing you. I'm a dumb sometimes. Mm. I enjoy it. You know, I'm tying your hands, I'm blindfolding you.
The way your eye is watching right now.
I like being a dumb. I like you telling me, calling my name and telling me, yes, Sally. And then when I ask you, have you been naughty? I want you to tell me, yes, you've been naughty, because I'm going to punish you. Okay, that's a little too much, but yes.
Yes, you know, when you asked me about what someone has done that wowed me, so there was this guy that I was with at some point, and he just wanted us to have names for our private part.
Sounds like... What did you not call it?
Yeah, so my vagina was Princess, and his own was Brucey.
He'll just
be like, hi, Princess, Brucey is here.
What the hell?
There are times when you literally see our chat and you won't even know what's talking. I'll be like, how is Princess? Princess is fine. She's tired. And I'll be like, how's Brucey? Brucey's okay. Brucey can't wait.
Wait, you guys are...
I did not even know that we're talking about sex. It was so weird. So when I met someone, when I met my partner, I was not like, oh, should we have... He was like, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck?
He was like, can we have names? He wasn't like, nope. Call it vagina, call it, that's what it is.
So boom,
I just imagine, like, hi, Princess, knock, knock. It felt cool at the time.
Time, yeah.
But right now, I'm just like, what?
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Princess called Queen.
Ain't nothing princessy about there, girl. She's electric. Ah, electric sounds like a good name.
Yeah, electric. And you'll be like, ooh.
You just text him, hey babe, what are you up to today? Come electrocute me.
Okay.
Electricity. No, electricity. No.
So let me shock you.
No.
Wow, that's lame.
No.
Damn.
Just leave the names to me, really.
All right, so I wanted to say something earlier. So for those wondering, sexual peak refers to a period of your life when you're most capable of having frequent sex that is high in quality.
Quality, not quantity.
Quality.
Quality is very key.
Makes sense now, because now, in my 30s, early 30s, and I can say for a fact that I know what I want regarding sex. I can tell when this sex would be quality. Mm. I can tell when, oh, I'm going to have a great time with this person. I'm going to have good sex. And you can almost already tell before this guy comes close that this is going to be a waste of time. So
let's I agree.
Go there. From how he looks, how he smells. You know, smell.
Oh my God, smell is very important. And we need guys to shave more. See, it's not fun that it's bushy for you guys there, because by the time you're wearing boxers, all the heat, it starts to smell. And then you're having, no.
Not even boxers. So in a case where even if you're protected.
Yeah.
I there's just something it does to me when I can feel your hair. I'm like, yeah. Why do I want to feel like attachments? Like I opened a pack of, the expression of, a pack of lush or something, and I'm like, Kenny. I don't want to like feel way down there.
You guys need to shave, because it doesn't just make head enjoyable. It also makes the sex more enjoyable, because it's now proper skin to skin. When that hair is there, it's like,
it's like
you're trying to wash the back of pots. Yeah. To be scratching you. Like, but I don't need
really,
that.
That's it, really.
Yeah.
Some ladies will not tell you whether you like it or not. There's just something you just...
See, personal hygiene is key.
And skin and too much movement.
And I think can even give the woman embalms and rashes. Do you understand? So it's very important. I need guys like, I don't like the fact that they sometimes put low efforts in their hygiene when it comes to sex. Hygiene. Imagine, you want to finger me. Do I have to tell you before you wash your hands? That should be a known thing.
Or you want to give me head and I find out
ate.
You're just like, I just ate. Or
Pepe.
I literally had that. That happened. We had suya and Omo. I was like, wait, you chop Pepe. I was like, I'm like, bruh.
I was trying to spice things up.
And that happened to my friend, I was laughing at her the whole time. I was like, she was like, man, the guy, we chop Pepe. We chop suya. We don't forget. See, the next thing, give me air.
Hey,
like,
gosh.
It was in the bathroom, because you can't use soap.
Yeah, you just have to keep using water.
The pain and everything. And then it now happened to me. It's funny. So please clean your mouth, wash your dick, wash it.
Just be clean.
I don't even care how much I like you or how horny I am. If you go to the bathroom, surely before you come into the room, it's just weird. Because I feel like guys don't wash. Guys are not like
that. Yeah, they don't wash their dick.
They just heat it like papa. But they don't wash it. So I still feel like there's urine. So you're putting contaminate.
Urine that has touched the bowl of the toilet seat.
So wash, clean up, clean it. Wash the meat, wash it.
I'm saying I wash the meat. Is it shaki?
Inu ero. Even inu ero, you have to wash it well. Open it inside out. So wash
it. I had a guy that took his personal hygiene so well that I enjoyed every bit of the sex. Before we have sex, we're making out. He'll just be right back. I'm hearing him in the bathroom. He's washing his hands. He's washing his penis. He's washing that area very, very well. When it's done, I go do the same. I wash it off, take out my panties, and then... So... The experience is beautiful, because we're both clean. We smell fresh. We smell good.
Ladies, have you also noticed that there are some guys that you be with, and it doesn't matter how beautiful or how attracted they are to you, they cannot have sex with you until you shower.
Yeah.
It's little things like that. Some guys will never give you head because they know that you smell like fish.
Yeah.
You don't even necessarily have... must not have an infection for you to smell like fish down.
Yeah.
Is your personal hygiene, is the waking up in the morning and
all the errands,
instead of just cleaning, is you taking that extra effort, and wear cotton instead of all the lacy fabrics.
And don't wear panty liners too often.
Because panty liners
should only be like after your period and you're still spotting. That's what panty liners are for.
But there are times when you're not even sure what toilet you're about to use. Mm-hmm. And maybe you want to use vaginal cream and you just want to separate it from touching your actual panties.
Yeah,
you can use that.
Always carry pocket tissue, sanitizer, hand lotion, and if possible, get
water.
A toilet spray,
a
pockets. Yeah,
too. Yes.
Always,
because
always.
There are some places you go to, bad water can give you an infection.
Very true.
It can infect you. So clean water.
So what do you use to clean up when you pee? Water or tissue?
Water. Tissue used to give me infections. Back No, not like serious infections. I know there's nothing like toilet infections as all the
where.
Guys say now, yes, but there are all those things you give yourself.
It could even be your hand. Yeah. If your hand is not clean and you're using water to wash it,
so
you get an infection.
Hair, you touch your phone, you press your phone, you give the phone to someone to hold. And
too many contacts.
You get money from your bag to pay, and then you use that same hand to go to the bathroom to wash. So before you have any reason to touch your vagina, wash with a very mild soap, because that's also something else. That there's a time where I even also found out that. So I had an infection one time. I think from something that I was using tissue then, because I noticed that I was itchy down there, and I started using, what do they call it now? Disinfectant.
Ooh.
To clean up. And then it now just went from 0 to 1 million.
Oh,
and then
dear.
I found out that all of those things are too harsh. I mean, these are things that if you apply on your face,
alone,
would react to it. So how much more that opening that is supposed to house all of your fertility... What do I call it now? That's your ovaries, your vagina, your womb. Yeah.
Your poom factory.
Your womb factory, exactly. Your fertility factory, exactly. So you have to be very careful with all of the things that we put down there. Yeah,
very, very, very important.
If it's external, please make sure that it is washed. Because the guys say, so the thing with guys is, they put it in, it comes out, they clean it, ready to put it in again. But you, it has gone in. It's just going to travel. Before you know, there's something that is staying somewhere and affecting the baby that is coming in or affecting you. Because once you start itching down there, there's no amount. In fact, you won't even feel horny because your body is not even good enough to feel horny. Yeah, so it's those little things that you do every day.
But if you're feeling a person on the first date and you want to get down, please communicate and make sure there is consent. Like, it is so important that you guys actually talk about it. And I don't know why people feel like they shouldn't talk about when they want to have sex. You actually should, so you know you're on the same page. Because sometimes two people could have sex and one person didn't want it.
True.
And then you just start getting a weird vibe after, like, well, the person doesn't want to hang out with you anymore. Yeah. The person doesn't want to see you anymore. It's because of the fact that there was no communication. There was no agreement that we'd both have sex or we want to have sex. So people need to communicate more how they feel and what they want. I don't know. For people that say communication a lot, when it comes to sex, people do not actually communicate. Exactly.
Or they don't know how to help the other person achieve what they want. There are also times that even you as yourself, you as a person, you have to have a conversation with yourself. What do I want regarding sex? What are the things that make me come? What are the things I enjoy in bed? What are the things that I look forward to having with this person? Because what works for Ace? See how I said earlier that this person wanted us to name our private part.
Yeah.
That person wasn't having it. The way this person used to fuck you, the same way this next person would do it. This
other
person too has been through different vaginas and it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So find what works for you. What even works for you on a normal day might not work with what works for that other person. But you guys can work your way around. I feel like with communication, you can work around anything, really.
And always ensure that by the time you guys have agreed to have sex, let them know the positions you like. Let them know the positions that put you in discomfort. Like, it's important so that you guys know each other's bodies. Because a lot of people claim they know each other's bodies, but they don't. They actually do not know. So that's why sex tends to get a bit boring. Because you don't know that there are other parts to this person's body that can turn them on. So, like, do it proper. That's why... They know they rush sex.
I advise couples to try watching porn every now and then, because the thing is, you watch, you see where you just wouldn't know. Your partner might just be like, oh, I like that. That looks like something.
Yeah, let's try it.
It helps. It actually does help. So read up on these things, find out what works. You might not be comfortable talking to like a therapist, but I mean, it doesn't cause no harm for you to try. Try, watch together, not alone.
Watch together.
You watch alone and then it turns you on. You end up using what you've learned on yourself as opposed to teaching or showing your partner what you want. So watch together, learn together, grow together, fuck together, pretty much.
And come together.
I love it.
Anyway, guys, we gotta go.
Yep.
And I need to attend to my lady madam over here. She's giving me a tough time. Yeah, so please just send us period care packages when we're on our periods, because that shit is not easy. It's not easy, you know, getting out all that unfertilized egg and whatnot. So please don't forget to send us your whole stories, your experiences. Oh my God, I wish BC was here. Do you remember what we said in the last episode? We needed people to try not moaning.
Well, I'm sorry.
Let's give them another week.
I actually moaned. I screamed.
Fear women. You actually can't trust women.
I just started laughing. I was just like, I don't fuck up.
Women will embarrass you.
I know, I embarrassed myself.
Women will embarrass you.
Everybody.
So we're going to try this again. Please try not to moan. Let us know. Let us know. Ray, that goes to you. You must not moan.
Yeah,
I will even text you. Maybe I will start asking you every day. Are you having sex today?
Remember not to moan. Yeah, imagine my partner saying, both of us remember not to moan. And that's saying, Sally.
It's an inside joke.
Sally is a lady, actually.
So please send in your whole stories. And please, Jack my boy, I'm very invested in this, your third mainland escapade. So please give us like proper details. Don't forget, all the links are attached to the caption for every episode and whatever listening platforms you are streaming our podcast with. So please send in your comments, send in your feedback, send in your dilemmas. If they're having trouble initiating sex and you need us to tell you how to go about it, send it. Just send it. We got you. You can even message us privately on our social media handles if that will feel more comfortable for you. My handle is Q Sally B. So Q Sally then B.
Okay,
same as Rachel, Twitter.
Richie. Same one. RACHEALRICHY. Instagram and Twitter.
So we'll be looking forward to it. Thank you for listening to us as always. It is an honor to entertain you guys and share our personal experiences.
See you guys next time.
Women Talk Sex. Bye.